In 1927, the museum received the skull and skin of a primate that was found in the Congo Basin. At first, scientists thought that they were from a young chimpanzee, but further research indicated that they belonged to a new species of primate. The scientists named it Panpaniscus, or pygmy chimpanzee. These days, the species is known as Bonobo, a reference to the place Bolobo, where scientists caught the very first specimens. We would like to add an observation here. Linguistic research conducted by the museum showed that this so-called new species had long been known to the people in central Congo, where both the chimpanzee and the bonobo live. And the species already had a name, Ilaya. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to use this name instead of bonobo? As a museum, we want to step away from Eurocentric thinking. And what's more, it would pay tribute to the rich existing traditional knowledge.